Sukadana is a dusty village outside Gunung Palung National Park in West Kalimantan. Infrastructure is poor, water is increasingly scarce, and the supply of electricity is sporadic. Tuberculosis, malaria, and whooping cough are common and can have a detrimental effect on poor villagers unable to access treatment. Often people here must travel more than 2 hours on bumpy roads to reach the district's only hospital. But even there, resources are thin. Doctors often spend little time with patients, which can result in misdiagnosis. Ira, a local resident, says she prefers not to go to the hospital because of the lack of coordination and personal care. She says if there is an emergency, they only have one room and the patients dance around each other. The staff are not well trained and they do not know the proper doses of medication to give out. She says she does not like it. To help improve better care to the remote district, American doctor Kinnery Webb helped co-found Alam Sahat Lestari, or ASRI. The nonprofit organization uses its clinic to provide high-quality, affordable health care to an area that until recently had the worst health record in the region. The clinic allows patients to pay through non-monetary means, such as woven baskets, seedlings, or labor exchanges. Because of low literacy rates, Eka, the pharmacist, draws symbols on prescription labels. A sun means morning, a moon, night. When the medication is ready, the cashier, Nani, who goes by one name, explains the payment procedure. She says the medicine is 25,000 rupiah, the doctor consultation 5,000 rupiah, so the total is 30,000 rupiah, or about $3.50. She says that here you can pay with baskets, weavings, seedlings. She says the clinic also takes things from your garden. The barter payment system is part of ASRI's dual mission to combine healthcare with conservation. People in West Kalimantan have long depended on the forest for their livelihoods, but rising timber prices have been a boon for illegal loggers. Webb says most communities do value the forest, but often illegal logging is their only way of earning an income.
And even if you know that if you protect the forest, that's good for your long-term well-being, if your short-term well-being, like you have to get health care and you have to be able to pay for it, you're willing to do illegal logging to do that.
To increase awareness, patients get conservation education as they wait to register at the clinic. Many of ASRI's 70 staff also work in the field, helping communities build alternative livelihoods, like organic farming. As an incentive not to log, ASRI provides discounted health care. Each month, someone from the organization visits the surrounding villages to determine if they are actively logging or burning land within the national park. Communities that do not participate in illegal logging pay about 40% less than those that do. ASRI's clinic is small, filled with the constant hum of a generator. A nurse calms 4-year-old Amelia, who was recently in a motorbike accident. Later, Dr. Kinnery Webb will see a baby with whooping cough and a mother and daughter suffering from tuberculosis. A program the organization started in May identifies forest guardians who work with the community to curb illegal logging. One of the guardians says he entered the program because ASRI helped his son recover from tuberculosis. Webb says people were skeptical when ASRI first started operating. They preferred to go to the hospital, and few saw the benefits of the incentives the clinic was offering. Now, people happily share stories about the clinic's services. Amelia's mother is one of them. She has been coming to the clinic since her daughter was 8 months old. She says the treatment is good, and so is the medicine. Dr. Webb smiles when she hears that.
Healthcare is an incredible thing. I mean, everywhere around knows that we really care and that we are helping save their lives.
Webb says a healthy planet is essential for healthy humans, and the organization's goal is to break the link between the high cost of healthcare and the need to cut down the forests. Sarah Schoenhart for VOA News, West Kalimantan.